بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته حديث number 196 حديث of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As in a different narration he says May Allah be pleased with him that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, the best fasting at the side of Allah is that of David or Dawood, peace be upon him. And the best prayer is that of Dawood, peace be upon him. For he slept half of the night and stood for prayer for the third of the night and then slept the sixth part of it and he observed fast one day and broke on the other day. We spoke about the first portion, which is fasting one day and skipping one day. But here, the Prophet ﷺ is telling us how to offer night prayer. And the best means of offering night prayer is to sleep half of the night and pray one third of the night and then sleep one-sixth of the night again. So it's a sleeping, then praying, then also sleeping so that when you wake up for Fajr, you have enough energy to do so. And if the night is 12 hours, one-third of it would be 4 hours. So this means that he would sleep for 6 hours and pray for 4 hours and sleep again for 2 hours. However, if you calculate it from Maghrib till Fajr, then you have 2 hours off of that. So then your calculation would be from the Isha time until the Fajr time. And usually if Isha is approximately 8 average and Fajr is 6, it's average, these are 10 hours. Sleeping half of it is 5 hours, and this is more than sufficient. Most of us sleep 5 hours a day, especially those who go to work early and spend about 10 to 12 hours either commuting or working. So by the time you get back home and you have dinner and you sit and do things with the family and so on, usually you only get 5 hours to sleep. So in this hadith, no, it's more than that. You sleep for 5 hours and you pray for approximately 2.5 hours to 3 hours, and then you sleep the final hour. This was the best of prayer as described by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is the prayer of Prophet Dawood. Why did the Prophet alayhi salam advise Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As with it? Because Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As used to pray the whole night. No sleep at all. So the Prophet instructed him to do this. And in another narration, the Prophet told him that your body has rights over you. Your wife and family have rights over you. Your eye has rights over you, meaning you have to sleep. Your guest has rights over you, and your Lord Allah has rights over you. So give each one its due right. The same narration, the same hadith, the same advice was given by Salman al-Farisi to his brother Abu Darda when he visited him once and he found that he was exactly like Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, fasting all day, praying all night. So he insisted that he breaks his fast and he insisted that he does not pray until the last third of the night. And then he told him this phrase. When Abu Darda went to the Prophet and told him what Salman said, the Prophet said, alayhi salam, Salman has told you the truth. So what do we learn from this? We learn the importance of balance in our lives. Muslims have to be balanced. And this balance is what a lot of us fail to achieve. Some of us have a target, which is good by itself. But if the target makes you neglect other priorities, then you are in loss. Some of us have a target of being the top of his company, being the CEO, being a rich businessman, being an influential entrepreneur, for example. So he works hard for this, maybe 14 hours a day, 15 hours a day, meetings, traveling, very hard working hours. Yet he neglects his prayer because he has a meeting. He neglects fasting because he has to work long hours and he cannot do this while he's fasting Ramadan. He neglects his wife's rights because he's all the time working, and when he's home, he's on his email or surfing the net and he doesn't have time for her. Even on the weekends, he goes with his friends because he misses them. He neglects the rights of his children. He does not teach them. He does not bring them up in an Islamic manner because he himself is not brought up in an Islamic manner. He does not have any boundaries regarding halal or haram. Everything is halal. He neglects his health because he's working so long and so hard. He develops after a few years high blood pressure, high levels of cholesterol. He might turn to be diabetic. He has this, he has that, deficiencies in so many things. And all of this because of his target. And this does not please Allah Azza wa Jal. And it also does not please Allah that you seclude yourself and isolate yourself in the masjid, only worshiping Allah, praying, fasting, and not doing anything else. This is not part of Islam, because you need someone to support you. So those who give you sadaqah, those who give you money, so that you can live and your family can live, they are far, far greater than you at the side of Allah. So the issue of balance is completely important, and very rarely that you would find Muslims having this balance, being able to take care of their family, being able to take care of their religion and learning process, being able to give da'wah, being able to have their own time with Allah Azza wa Jal for cleansing their heart. I've seen a lot of the brothers who are engaged in da'wah get burnt out after a while. What does that mean? They are so active in da'wah, in making lectures and organizing lectures and organizing events and so on, distributing leaflets, doing this, doing that, all for the cause of Allah. That's very good. But so many times I meet these brothers and ask them, when was it the last time you skipped Fajr prayer in the masjid? I said, Sheikh, I pray only 2 or 3 days a month in the masjid. The rest, I am so dead, I cannot pray. I said, why? He said, I spend my time at night until 1 or 2 a.m. working on preparation for events, for da'wah, for so on. I cannot wake up for Fajr. So the issue of balance, you have to have some time at night to worship Allah. No one knows about night prayer except Allah. You have to fast certain days of the month, at least 3 days. This is between you and Allah. You don't go to people in the office and, oh, I'm very tired today. And the guy does not ask you why. He doesn't ask you. And he's just doing his paperwork. And then you say, do you know why I'm tired? Yesterday I prayed for an hour and man, I feel asleep. Subhanallah, you're exposing your good deeds. And then you say, and alhamdulillah, today I'm fasting. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. He didn't ask you, but you come out of your way to show him this means that you're not doing it for Allah. No, you have to have something between you and Allah, something secret, something that when you are in need, you raise your hands and say, oh Allah, because I have done so and so for your sake, oh Allah, forgive my sins. Oh Allah, make this happen. Because I found a limping cat on the road, was about to die, and I took it before the cars ran over it, and I took it on the sidewalk, because I made a blind man cross the street and I helped him, for your sake, I don't go around telling people, oh Allah, do this and that for me. You have to have something between you and Allah, but when you don't, then you're in trouble. And when you don't have this balance, you are in double trouble. And our religion is built and based on justice and fairness. So you have to be fair to yourself, to your family, to your work, to your religion, and to your body. You have to be holistic, not only focusing on one part and neglecting the rest. Hadith number 198, narrated by Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him. He said, my dear friend, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Khalili, which is the highest level of friendship. He said that he ordered me to do three things: to fast the 3 days every month, to pray 2 rak'ahs of the duha, and to do witr before going to sleep. Now, you all know that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam advised his companions and gave each one of them what he needs. So if someone of them was maybe a little bit angry, a little bit stressed, when he asked the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam for advice, the Prophet told him, do not become angry. And he said, give me more, do not become angry, do not become angry. And he kept on repeating it. And when another one told him, oh Prophet of Allah, I want to be with you in Jannah, he said, help me by offering as many prayers as you can. Why? Because maybe the Prophet saw that this man was calm. He didn't need to be told, don't be angry, but he is not offering voluntary prayers. So the Prophet encouraged him to do so. A third person said, O Prophet of Allah, I would like to be with you in paradise. The Prophet told him, والسلام, keep your tongue moistened, keep it wet by dhikr Allah, meaning all the time, keep giving dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, and this draws you closer to Allah. Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him and with his father, when he saw in his dream that he was brought into hell, and he saw the people being tortured into hell, when he was afraid, 2 men came to him and said to him, don't be worried, you are not from the people of hell. So he woke up frightened and he told Hafsa about it, his sister, who told in by her turn to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The Prophet said, Abdullah ibn Umar is the best of companions if he would pray night prayer, meaning that everything is complete except he doesn't offer night prayer. Abdullah says, and since that day, I never left night prayer. So the Prophet gives the proper advice depending on the people. We have a short break. Stay tuned. Inshallah, we'll be right back.